What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. This is Anto alongside Joy. Today we are having this very interesting topic about these new relationships. Zinaza kuchipuka tu pole. So there is a polyamorous relationships, polyandry relationships. I think Joy will give us a brief explanation of whatever polyamorous and polyandry
mean. Yeah, hi you guys. I hope you're doing good. So let's get right into this. We have polyandry, we have polyamorous, we have a throuple, and we have an open relationship. Now, let me start with polyandry. Polyandry is the marriage of a woman to two or more men at the same time. Let's just start there. Would you be okay with that, Anto? Why are you laughing?
I would be lying if I said I would. But I think it is not.
I would want to see a friend try it. I would want to have a friend who has like two niggas. Imagine how that baby's fire.
Would you want two niggas? Nah, we are striking the nail on its head.
I wouldn't mind, but I wouldn't want that.
Why wouldn't you?
Me nayo kupeana attention. Kwa mtu moja tayari ni ngori. Sasa imagine two niggas. Alafu wote wanataka iyo kitu tatata.
Kitu.
Iyo siku. Utadu.
Si unagawanyisha asubuhi na jioni.
Unajavanya tu kwangi the mood.
Ama unawaita wote. Kuspice up.
No, that's not now polyandry.
Polyandry ni kila msee na masaa yake.
That's a throuple, yeah. That's a throuple. It's a throuple.
Ati antutu wamekati vitu kuna ninja mwingine tu nalipua ni eh.
Yeah. So it happens a lot in China, by the way.
China.
Yeah, there's this thing where two brothers can marry one wife. So like you and your brother. Uh-huh. One babe.
No, but now there was also a snippet of niliona siku fulani and you see juzi. The China hakuna there's a lot of demand for guys, you know. Now it makes a lot of sense now because
na mnateseka huku Kenya.
kuna mimi sina ngeuza
alafu umekuwa soko the past 2 years.
Siko soko bana, siko
why are you against it, Antoine? It's true.
Hata tuseme basi niko soko lakini duka yangu sijafungua bado. Duka imefungwa bana. Kidogo hata ibebwe na munisipo.
Unalipa rent miaka ngapi?
Wow.
Anyway, now you are saying about China.
Now I get why it is common in China. Ni kama China inaweza kuwa ratio ya 2 in 1.
I don't think 2.
Ama
don't you know the ratio in the world is 1:7?
Sasa China inaweza kuwa ni kama 1:17 hivi sana. Anyway,
then you come as a kutoa machang chung.
Sasa it's not like we know, it's not like we have actual facts, but sasa ukichagua, unachagua huyu unamchagulia akona qualities zake. Alafu huyu mwingine unachagua qualities ziko kwa huyu mwingine. Si ndio tuasimu ni kitu kama hiyo?
I think so, because I was seeing something on TikTok where they were saying that when that's on the open relationship. Mm-hmm. Ati when you're dating this one person and then you go and date this other person, you're going for different qualities. Alafu they help you explore the nature of yenye huyu mwingine yako kusaidia ku explore. So I think it's different people, different qualities. Unaweza pata an extrovert and an introvert. Something like that.
Hey.
And I think, honestly, I would be in for an open relationship. No. Do you have anything else on polyandry?
Polyandry?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look up if there's actual benefits of being in a polyandrous relationship.
I think it's there. You explore benefits. Different sides of yourself. And then you still get different versions of sex.
Do you think you'd actually let your parents know about that relationship? Oh, I mean, it's a trial and error.
Maybe my mom would curse me. That I know for a fact. That anipeleka kanisa. Alafu badai tuende kwa traditional elders.
Mimi nikienda pale Google nasema, the benefits of polyandry can be categorized into those that increase a female's fitness directly and those that do so indirectly. The most obvious direct benefit is the acquisition of sufficient sperm to fertilize all of a female's ova. Wow.
So it's sex, basically.
Basically, it's sex. And kuna mse maybe by chance huyo mtu mwenye amejaribu hiyo polyandry hakuwa na hiyo idea. But sasa kuna huyo mse person A cannot provide like fertilized, as in his sperms cannot end up making a baby with this chiles. So they get to discuss and huyu jamaa anakubali juu unajua sasa yeye
hai. No, that's a throuple. Well, okay, let me explain to you what a throuple is. According to Google, mm-hmm. it is a romantic relationship between three people, mm-hmm. balanced, consensual, and committed.
That is balanced.
Yeah.
But no polyandry.
Yeah.
Polyandry wanasema. In other words, imagine Joy, now you have, there's you, and then there's, what's that say, Njoro?
Of all the names, you just chose Njoro. What's that
say, Jonte? There's Jonte. But Jonte cannot provide sperms that is to fertilize your ovaries, isn't it? And both of you know that. It's not like at any story in a relationship at is really balanced. Huu jamaa haezi fanya ile shughuli nyingine. But mnaelewana, mnaongeza person. Cause it's not like you still don't love Jonte, isn't it? You still love Jonte, but kuna vitu Jonte haezi fanya. So ndio tumeongeza nani? Morio mwingine anaitwa Pato.
But now the relationship here is between me, like me as the babe, and Jonte.
Yes, and then
me,
you,
and my husband.
No, there's you and Jonte, and then there's you and Pato. But akuna point enye,
Pato and Jonte will come together. Yes, yes. Now that's polyandry.
Yes,
but now throuple, all of us are in the relationship.
Sema this. Kila mtu anapatiwa sadi yake mmegawanisha vizuri.
I saw something ati benefits of being in a throuple. Mm-hmm. You get three-way kisses. And I'm like, what in the hell is that?
Why would a guy be kissing me in the first place?
Okay, you can get a baby.
Now I have a question. Tu assume this is a throuple, sindo?
Yeah.
Ikifika ile time ya nini?
Nini?
No, when ikifika ile time ya sekete. Tu assume ni throuple iko na ma boys wawili na girls mmoja. So kutakuwa na action hapo kwa mamori.
Exactly.
Wow.
We are intimate, the three of us. It is balanced. Tangori.
Lakini mimi naweza jaribu throuple ya mangeuz.
Eh, lakini hiyo ni three way. That's a three way. You know, I think a throuple for me ni two babes and one nigga.
So,
would that be okay for you? Would you try
two
that?
Two babes.
Eh. And your lord.
Adventure, eh. Sounds like a good idea.
That was standards. You wouldn't do the two guys and one babe, but you would do.
Why would I do two guys? Why in the first place? Guys, do you think I iwezekana?
Hata wazifikiria, you can't think about it.
Nimejaribu kuimagine nimeshindwa. But a throuple, usiki throuple, uki soma hivi, unaelewa ati ni nyu wote watatu. Unajua kwa madem ni A na B, si ndio? Alafu kuna mimi, si ndio? Mimi napenda dem A equally venye napenda dem B.
Na dem A.
Dem B anapenda dem A
equally venye nakupenda.
But na dem A anapenda dem B na mimi.
I don't think there can be something as perfect as that. Definitely there's one person who's going to feel left out in the relationship.
Esas kuna ule mwenye anafanywa favor. Mwenye anafanywa favor yeye ako tu sawa.
And I think most of the times it's always, so you know, in anzanga kama you and your girl are married, and then now you bring in another babe. So may think your girl ndio anakuanga amefanywa favor.
Ataanza ku feel ni kama ai.
Exactly.
Huyu mtu tulileta bana anageuza serikali.
Lakini mimi ningekuwa hapo, mimi ningekufanya wewe the guy. Oh, feel vibe.
Sasa utanitafutia mori mwingine.
Hapana.
Ama huyo mimi.
Sisi tunachukua advantage of huyo msupa. Wewe, ai.
Sasa mimi nawashika nyote wawili. Usikite na hiyo tena ni double chance.
Una kamata zote mbili.
Yeah, cause lakini lakini mimi sidhani naweza tena cause na tukikuja kwa ile point ya huyu dem anapenda ule dem na ananipenda.
Yeah.
By chance naweza kufeel kama ameanza kupenda ule dem kunishinda.
So that's one thing, jealousy.
Si hivyo. Mimi nataka relationship yenyewe.
It's balanced, equal.
Si equal direct. Nikichapa hivi so unarudisha so. Unaona? Hakuna pale hapa nusu ati inaenda hivi ati kuna nyeliendea huyu. Unaona? But throuple. Sasa unakupenda so bana wewe nilipenda 70. Hiyo 30 iko where?
Siko kwa msupa mwingine ama kwa ninja mwingine.
Hey, hapo imeruka.
Yeah. So that was a throuple. Mm-hmm. The next one.
But tuangalie kwanza advantages that throuple.
Yeah, what are the advantages?
Mastingo. Stingo hivi. Wacha tu ulikuwa unasema.
Another advantage.
Dem A akikujamia, uko na dem B na hiyo si kucheat. Usijue kuna get.
Yeah.
Wewe umejam. Kaa ile story ile morio yetu. Huyo kijam. Unabonga na girl dem B. Eh, una soul. But na feel kama haiwezi enda vizuri juu. What if huyo amejam? Ama ukiwa na shida unaendaga tu dem B.
No, now when the kids come, what how do you explain to a kid that? Okay, this is your mom, but also this is your mom
again. This is also your mom. But you know this is your mom, but this one is also your, but mimi najua aje. Kulingana na the venye time inasonga, ni kama kila mtu anakubali kila kitu.
Yeah.
Plus maybe juu akizaliwa maybe hiyo pia maybe hiyo story na Trupol itakuwa a thing, you know, like a normal thing. Maybe hiyo mtu hata ichukulia as in hard to adjust, you know. But sahi bana, imagine sahi mtoto azaliwe, siki ule ni mamako na ule ni mamako na wote ni mama.
I think right now, in this generation ya watoto wanazaliwa saizi, they are okay with it.
They are okay.
They are very okay. Because seeing on TikTok, see their gays, they are the men who are pregnant for kids. Now that takes like, me to like, my next question.
Uh-huh.
Would you have a baby in your stomach?
Who?
You.
Which stomach? stomach yango bana ni akuweka bana. Mlo.
You wouldn't
me?
Get pregnant?
Hey, kama nikishiba naanza ku feel uncomfortable. Hiyo ni kushiba.
So imagine for 9 months having a baby.
Nine?
And you know it's like you're carrying a log because you can't sleep with your stomach. You have to sleep facing upwards. You have to walk a certain way.
Tuache basi kujaribu hizo vitu za TikTok. Kila mtu atakaye tu venye amezoea.
Vitu za wazungu tuachane nayo.
Vitu za wazungu usiki.
Anyway, now that was a thoughtful. On to the next one. I want to get done yamusha iko open relationship. So let's go to polyamory.
Hii Christmas itakuwa yako ya ngapi yenye hujaona Christmas gift? Nikukumbusha ama utaget emotional.
What is polyamory?
So polyamory, yeah, is when people who have multiple romantic relationships at the same time. Have you understood that?
So there's Joy and there's Anto. Joy has partners and Anto has other partners.
Other partners, yeah.
Na tuko. Alafu, how kwa partners? Tunashare?
No. Uh-huh. You have your partners out there. You have the... You're allowed to have partners out there. And I'm allowed to have partners. But there's consent.
Oh,
I know your partner. Sorry. And you know my partner.
Assume tu any chips funga, lakini unajua ni chips funga, lakini tena wewe si chips funga.
But you know people do that a lot.
But sasa sayo akifanya.
They don't have a name to it. People do that a lot. But sasa people, your wife doesn't
that does
consent.
Not know.
Yeah.
Plus she does not know that you have multiple. Ama if she knows,
she
has not given you consent.
Yeah, but she knows you have other partners.
Hey. Wow.
Now would you be in for that? Polyamorous relationships.
Nitakuwa nikidanganya nikisema yes, I will be in for that. Apana. Cause now there is this. What do you think would lead to you having to choose multiple partners and actually what makes you think I'd give you consent?
And let me tell you what would make me think that I would want to be polyamorous. First of all, I want to explore other sides. Monogamy is not for me. So rather than cheating, why don't I just tell you? And if you're not okay with it, I get someone who's polyamorous. We said this in the previous podcast.
Yes.
Go with someone who's okay with you doing you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when it comes to you giving me consent, if you're not okay with it...
Ruka nje.
Ama, if you're not okay with it, you go, you also do you. Nimekupe unajua uzuri ya hii polyamorous
consent
uko na permission ya kufanya hata wewe na mimi niko na permission ya kuifanya. You're allowed to cheat, bro.
but sasa usikii sasa, I think mimi kwa wanaume I think utamia kucheat ni usijulikane. No, si hata nasema na cheat juu hata si hata niko na bets, but now imagine ni kama una cheat lakini wanajua una cheat. Atuko wapi? Usikini kwa Joy.
Wewe wachache ni kupe situation. Unafika kwa nyumba, unapata Anto amejam, unamuliza form, ati ule beba li break up na mimi.
But then, I think, mtu anaanza taka story na hiyo polyamorous. You have to choose people on a personality level. No. Masa niko time ya sherehe, niko na ule bebs wa mine wa sherehe. niko na babes wangu wachache, unajua wasi wanajua yule ni wife wa Anto time ya kanisa, alafu maybe mwingine tuseme kuna ule wa activities, unajua kuna ule wa kunyongi pombe, huyo ni wa kijani, but then
alafu kuna ule one main. But Anto, ume realize kitu inakusave up a lot of things if you're in a relationship you and your babe. Kuna time in your relationship kwa boring,
hiyo ndio masaa sasa, hiyo ndio masaa ya
now, it won't be boring if you started it from the start. If you started seeing other partners, do you come and miss this person, and now your intimacy level is high?
There was this movie I was watching, but say in Africa point, you that main chile. Yanaenda bana na kwa polyamorous anapendana huko serious bana. Na yeye mlikuwa tu jokes tu bana. Aenda pendana huko akuache.
No, that is okay. You guys accepted to the polyamorous relationship. Now you become a throuple.
Because, sindio, ngeuza mekuja, Anto, you know, nini, mi ambi like, hey, fine, basi. Si ameenda. Hey, mevika mahali sasa mita na ni mindo ni mekani kama mindo chips funga. Hey, meruka bana, hey, haiwezekani.
Chips funga ili kufanya nini?
Zisi hivo.
Chips funga was just chilling.
But chips funga sinitamu. Washa ikula chips funga.
Chips funga ni chipo mwitu.
Mm.
That thing is mad.
Unararua hivi unamwagilia nini hivi juu.
Me don't eat sauce, but I really like chips funga. Nasikia unapikanga na mafuta ya transformer.
Transformer gani?
Hizo transformer tu moja.
I don't know. Nijakula mafuta ya transformer.
Umewahi. KDF, makangumusi.
Kokoto for life, ngumu for life.
Wewe ni brand ambassador wa.
Mimi usikitana na wasi wa bakery hivyo kiamua tena watafute tu msewa ngumu. Mkifeel tu ni kama ngumu azianzi kusell. I am the guy. I am your guy.
Anyway, that was polyamory. On to the next one and the final one.
Mm-hmm.
That I would definitely try.
Open relationship.
People in a that's the open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
People in a relationship can have sex with people who are not their partners.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like polyamory, but so you know polyamory is emotional.
And now you have partners, you know, like ulen boyfriend yangu Anto, alafu ulen boyfriend yangu mwingine Pato, alafu ulen boyfriend yangu mwingine Jonte, si ndio hiyo ndio.
Yeah.
Alafu sasa kuna open relationship. Si necessarily your partner, but private TV zinapatana. Wow.
Me, I think I would want to try that. I wouldn't be in for it, but I really would want to try it somewhere in my life.
Do those partners have to like ask for? Do they have to have consent?
You, not really. I don't think so. But now, from the word go, consent is just that, knowing we are in an open relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only consent. But you can't know who I am with. Si lazima.
Umesema unaweza jaribu.
Me, I would.
Do you think au utataka kujua umetoka wapi? Mimi nimetoka tu na huko tu. Always niuliza nimetoka wapi.
And what did I tell you? Hey. You live one day at a time. For me right now, that's what I'm doing.
Where?
And the moment you start asking someone where have you been, umeanza kufikiria kama you have a whole lifetime with them. No, live life as today.
Mimi, hizo vitu tumeongelea leo kwa topic. Ni kweli zingine ningependa kujaribu, lakini vitu za wazungu.
Zibaki Ulaya.
Yeah, cause I think pain inakutoa zile rights za kuuliza mtu umetoka wapi, umekuwa. You know.
But you know, if you're doing the same thing, you wouldn't, unless sasa you are okay with it. Alafu inafika point unaanza
ku. Alafu sasa niko na swali sasa. Tukirudi hapo kwa polyamorous. Si tumesema sana all of us are like allowed to have multiple partners.
Yeah, with consent.
Sasa our partners wengine pia wana, do they have to ask about me? Because mi bana ndio kama pioneer bana.
Sasa let me give you a story also. So apparently there was a babe and a guy. So they were saying that they are going out on dates. These two people are married. Sasa wanasema they are going out on dates with another couple. Now they were paired. Now this guy is going with this other babe. Or the
and
other
this
family.
Other babe this is going
with the guy. Yeah. But they are not going on the same place, different places. They are trying to learn new things and foods and all of that. You wouldn't be in for trying that in your marriage, Anto.
Marafiki zangu bana, kwani nyinyi mnafanya nini kunje bana? Watu wana swing bana.
Watu wana switch. Even in your marriage, Anto, you wouldn't do either.
Which marriage? Tuanze kwa which marriage?
When you get married, when you marry.
just in case I get my
hypothetically
kila wanaume tunakuanga fani utapata tu wanaume tunafurahia juu sasa sisi pia sisi tuko na wengi uzi mwingine kitana imagine aje joy. So you have this guy, this is your man. Sindio? Una imagine venye maybe to stingo pale ni nini? Sasa imagine kuna mse mwingine sasa ama kuna
as long as it's not a dude. I'm okay. I have no problem. As long as it's not a dude.
Hey, una imagine venye yeye huwa anakushika kitu hivi anakuchoki hivi sasa ni mse mwingine anachokiwa. Yes. For me, most of us tunaangalia hiyo point ya sisi ndio tunasikia vizuri. But now imagine aje this chill, huyu ni demu yako, si ndio? Kuna venye wewe humhandle ni your personal person, si ndio?
Yeah.
Now imagine someone else handling your personal person. But venye tu yeye huwa anakupigia ile ak fulani hivi.
But Anto, you guys do this. You guys are in open relationships out here. Karibu almost everyone.
Which guys?
Everyone. Have you ever cheated on a serious note?
No, I have never cheated. Why would I
cheat? Even emotionally, mentally.
Emotionally?
Not physically. Emotionally. Just look at this babe and you have
fucked
her in your head.
No, as in kuangalia hivi yote in account.
Yeah.
Kuangalia mkuria mbizi. No, mi hata usikie mimi na zanga. Nionyesha demu yangu haga na mwambie, hey, babe. Check you. Big bunda. Big nyash for big boys. No. But if you consider that cheating, basi nime cheat multiple
but you
times.
Have never cheated on your girlfriend?
No.
On your ex-girlfriend?
Why would you cheat? Okay, me I believe once you're in a relationship, whether it's a full-time relationship, whether it's a part-time relationship, whether it's polyamorous, polyandrous, ama open relationship, si kukona hizo rules, ndio maana kukona hiyo siju open, kuna hizo rules mna set, you be like, no, yo, you're not allowed to be to someone msia kuhaga afu akushike haga. Hiyo haiko allowed, sino?
Yeah.
You'll be like, but you cannot go on a date with another guy if you are dating. No,
but you guys, do you even set those rules before you start the relationship? Amazing akujanga badai after
pole
the act has happened.
Pole tu.
Now that is where we go wrong. You're supposed to set these rules from the word go.
Sasa wone imagine aje kwa relationship na utayari mko na rules. Kwa nini prison? As in, being in a relationship is already tough. It's already a tough thing, you know?
That is why you're not
in one. Yes, I'm not in a relationship because this is how I take it. Man, it's making a decision, sindio?
Yeah.
If we've decided that Anto is going to date lady, manze kuna vitu zingine una set aside. No. And if you're not ready for that, we piga shughuli yako huku nje.
And at home.
Bas. Time utaka hivi ufikirie na maybe I'm ready to commit cause there's a lot of commitment in relationships.
Relationships sindo? Is a lot.
Sindio, there's a lot hata kushinda hata zenye zingine hata ziongelea yangu. But you know, where you have to like
you know you're bringing in another person mm-hmm. into your battles, into your life,
and also you're also putting yourself in another person's life.
You have to try and learn this person,
yes,
and but love them the way they want to be loved, not the way that you want to
sasa love them. Sasa kuna ule mwenye ana heartbreak hiyo leo kesho ako soko sikio wengine alishatoka soko ashe. And then this is maybe mtu kama mimi I be like before kwanza ile yenye nilikuwa initoke tena hiyo ni mwaka mzima imeisha before sasa tena nianze kufikiria kutoka mwingine
Ruto ametoka president
bana tushaweka hadi nini triomio tushaweka triomio prezo bana
hata ujaanza kufikiria kuoa wewe bado uko soko
bana sunaona as in I think cause all of us were brought up different kuna ule msio ku move on fast atumeniacha chonjo basi mori mimi nimesonga. Lafu kuna ule mse kwanza haja kubali ameachwa.
But you know sometimes mm-hmm. that option umesema ya watu wa kusonga mbio, it is a healing mechanism. It was a healing
wengine,
mechanism for me.
Wengine ni healing mechanism. Ushaskele party ya hurt people.
Yeah.
Kuna mse ya haji. Unajua yeye maybe anafikiria ni ukweli nimependa huyo mse. Huyo mse ni rebound, watafinyana 1-3 times, but then you end up hurting that
and
person.
And then what's worse, the rebound wants to get stuck to you. And they can't see that you're hurting them.
No, but sasa wewe unajua as in after some time you be like huyu mseba na ameanza kunikufia na mimi tena sikuwa serious hivi
manze acha kuchukulia maisha seriously
sasa si ulikuwa umemwambia unampenda sasa kwa nini
mimi niwe nampenda you are jokes
ai mimi kwa serious ulimwambia nakupenda okay fingers crossed
mimi nilikuwa najaribu kuna support heartbreak But
Miki, to never say, man, if you've undergone a heartbreak and you're not sure if you really love this person, ni vizuri ku come off clean. You know, you'd be like, I'm not sure if we like dating right now, but whatever you have right now maybe ni temporary. You are kiamua kujam, ni ame jam.
Do you think that men are ready to hear that? Okay, let me give you a story. There's this time that somehow happened to me, and then there's this guy who was pressuring me. I like you, I love you, you're my heart, you're my marry you.
Wow.
And then in my head I'm like, sasa huyu msee, how do I even tell him that I'm not into him? Then I come and tell him, come off and tell him, this was just a one time thingy. I was hurt and I was
you did things in a rush.
No, I didn't do things in a rush. I didn't do anything. You were just there for me. You were in the right place at the wrong time.
At the wrong time. You are actually the wrong person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But then this guy's like, no, me, I think I can make you love me. Just give me a chance. And let's say you amejituma.
Kwani ni yeso?
Amejituma na unashindwa. I have told you, no. I am even tired of telling you, no. I have even told you I am not in a relationship with you.
So kidogo kubali tu shingo upanda.
No, uja kubali. Mm-hmm. But sasa, yeye hataki kusikia hiyo, anaona hiyo ni challenge. You see how men feel like them akisema no, lazima I go all in.
You cannot blame it all of it on men, because nilikuwa hata ni leo. Perfect time, perfect place,
wrong person.
Cause there was this video, jamaa aliuliza aje, why do you always play hard to get? But whatever the chile said, she was like, I always play hard to get so that you continue flirting. No. Ladies feel like if I be like, nita fall for this guy immediately, jamata acha kuflirt. Ama, if nita, unona,
he will take me a strip. But, you know, you guys need to understand this. Ladies are not a blanket. You cannot categorize all of us into like yellow. Yes. Ama, we are black. No, we are gray.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, if you come and hit on me at a different point in my life, I would be like, okay, twende tufunge kazi twende. But right now, I'd give myself a time period. And we ladies change. I told you, you guys are supposed to learn that. How I was last year, not the same way I'm right now.
Hey. Anyway, watu mnapendana hiyo ni kazi yenu. Hiyo mtangana nayo.
Anyway, now, as I was saying, many people out here are in open relationships.
Nile tu haja approved.
Exactly. How many men cheat out here? Okay, how many people cheat out here? Let me not have double standards.
People. A lot of people.
I heard Jules saying that wanaendanga lunch kwa izima hoteli kubwa kubwa. In lunchtime, you find the parking lot full. Hakuna mtu kwa hotel side, hakuna mtu kwa conference side, hakuna mtu kwa bar. Wako wapi?
Labda walikosa parking.
Kwa hotel, wako kwa the rooms.
Hey,
so someone is digging some babe out there. And then in the evening, anaenda kwa babe, kwa mama.
Msijali, next year, lazima nitakuwa na marendo. Unajua hii mwaka imekuwa na mambo mingi sana. Kidogo elections, kidogo mpira wa Jakoya akaanguka. Ai, next year I promise sitaangusha.
Sasa ndio huyo sasa mimi, that is where I come in. Why would you lie to yourself that you are in a relationship and it's not somewhere you feel home, as in ni place you feel fit? Una get, si ukuwa tu single tu wewe chapa pale kuwa independent candidate.
Ni ile tabia ya, ni ile kitu ya una feel ni kama utakuwa umejifail as a man if you get out of that marriage, so you'd rather not divorce.
So aliingia kwa marriage akifikiria ni rahisi, alafu ikageuka.
Wewe unangi unaingia kwa relationship when it's all sweet and blossoms and flowers until you get to get inside.
Sasa mimi I think whatever I'd say, it's not like I'm advising anyone. It's just me saying my, giving my a piece of my mind. I think relationships are fun, sindo? At some point, pia ni so many sacred ki plan, sindo? Why would you be in a relationship if you're not happy? I think essence ya kukua kwa relationship ni kukupunguzia burden, sindo? But at a point, naweza kufikiria ni kama tena relationship ndio burden, cause people be in relationships, but si ako comfortably cheating ile side ingine na ako tu sawa.
Alafu anafika kwa nyumba ako drained, huyu akiona huyu mtu mwenye anasema anapenda anachoka. And then you start wondering.
Hata kama sia maybe anachokesha, maybe huyo mwingine anamchosha. But
no, then that is someone you love.
Eh bana, achilia huyo Mwisraeli. Achilia Mwisraeli aende bana. Let that person go bana. Cause mnawesikiana masaa.
You don't have to stay in that relationship for forever. I mean, life is short. You have a lot to do. That is why you can try a polyandrous relationship.
But sasa shida ni tena, unapata huyu maybe amekuwa majuu, ndio uko na chums. Huyu ndio uko na tupesa. Ule mwingine na ile shughuli ingi. So, but sasa double. What to do double standards to surely? Alafu tena unakuja unatupea, unatuwekea standards Instagram, mama Twitter huko.
Kwani umeona story za nani?
ni ile tu. Unaona kuna msia anakuambia, "Hey, men are not shit and blah blah blah." Fala fulani hapo atakubali your advice. Na huyo mwenye ameku advise jioni yako pale kwenye mkono ya baby. Yeah.
You guys are supposed to learn how to filter what you see on social media. Nimekubali hiyo kitu. It really affects how you think.
Mm-hmm.
I have kuna time I was listening to Adele Onyango's podcast. It's not a bad podcast. It's a good podcast.
Legally.
Yeah, Legally Clueless, but it has a lot of grief and sorrow and a lot of learning about yourself. And I started going into that path I was having up. It was low energy. Ndio nikaanza kujua yenyewe. This really affects how much you think, how you live.
So Sai, without mentioning the podcast that you listen to, do you think you're listening to energy? Lakini wacha jiusha smile, nishajua cause
I'm listening to Super Energetic, and I will mention them. The mics and Open the Escape podcast. There's one, by the way, you guys need to listen to. It's called So This Is Love by Jules. Jules Huff from Over 25. A good one. But watu wamekapitia huku nje kimapenzi.
Where?
Yeah, from the content you're taking in on Instagram, social media, do you think that it is helping your life? And who are your top three that you can't go a day without listening to?
Before I even mention whoever I'm listening to, I think kuna ngoma fulani ya NF, I'm not sure ni nini.
Time.
Is it time? But nasemanga, the mind is a powerful place, and whatever you feed it can affect you in a powerful way. So whatever music you're listening to, whatever content you're taking in from those social platforms, whatever people you have in your circle, unajua vitu wanakuambia, uwezi elewa, but akili yako ina generate tu pole pole, unaona. So whatever you feed your mind, ndio hiyo ni input, ndio. Na sisi tumesoma stima, juko kuna input pia kuko na nini
output.
So if you listen to depressing stuff, there's a very high chance pia output yako itakuwa depressing things. If you're listening to things that
a joyful, like energetic,
I think pia output itakuwa hivyo. So si necessarily at the social platforms, whatever books you're reading, whatever, if maybe you listen to podcast, whatever podcast you're listening to, you know.
You ever watched a movie, like an investigative movie or a a law movie,
mm-hmm.
and you feel like you want to be a lawyer after that movie?
Hey, mean if I watch Spider-Man unamaliza unaanza kufanya hivi vidole.
You know, I watch Suits nikafikiria I'm the lawyer you all have been looking
so,
for.
So nilikuwa na watch nurses
you wanted to be a doctor?
No, first of all, if people know me well, I don't like anything to do with hospitals and
that's all your friends, doctors.
But now kuna nurses is fun bana. I think you get to see your story na medicine, doctors na hospital.
A reality check. Nursing is still medicine.
I know.
And that's a movie you're watching.
Sikatai, but once niliget ku have point of view ya msiyako kwa hiyo medical sector. Plus how doctors and nurses pia ni watu, no? They
go to that, but me think I'm still dealing with electricity. I would do that over and over again.
But if by chance unaweza amua tu ku take advice kidogo tu uone nurses, maybe unaweza change mind. I still don't like anything to do with hospitals, but nurses is a good series. Now
what are you top 3 listening to?
Napenda vitu za kupika sana. So
The Roaming Chef done.
No, kuna
onions done.
Kuna
pepper done.
done.
And I can go times two speed. Sindio, hacho
pili. Meta, meta, I think mi ufuraiya venye umbachi huwa anonja chakula yake. Unaona ba, umse ba nami.
Ah, unafo kuona, kuna mwingine anasemanga, unasikia aja bro, unasikia pili. You don't know that guy.
Nikonjui be. Yeah, I know that guy. So... I think watu nisema social platforms, watu nisema Instagram yangu imejaa watu wanapika sana. There's also a guy called Kitchen Smurfy. Kitchen Smurfy. Then there's a lot of weightlifting, Phil Heath. There's a lot of rugby. Alafu Fabrizio Romano, wale watu wangu wa football transfers wanamjua.
I used to see a lot of wrestling in your page.
Niliacha kuona wrestling bana. Ilifika time fulani wrestle imekuwa Roman Reigns background. And then I was like, eh. Hata time John Cena alikuwa wrestle bana, ikukua bana.
This scripted.
Eh bana, as in, I don't like the guy. Sijui shida yake, but I just don't like Roman Reigns. I love sasa with the kina Randy Orton wakaingia nyasi. Kakuwa tu wrestle ni kelele. So right now kuna a lot of wrestling in my pages. Okay, wacha tuseme. Food, rugby, and a bit of football because of RB Leipzig and... Nimerudi Facebook juzi. Facebook, a lot of local rugby content. Ah, na crazy kena.
I'm trying to think who have I been seeing on my Instagram. Hey, hujaona watu wana graduate kwa Instagram yako adu mchoka.
Wow. Watu mna graduate, keep posting.
Na watu wako kwa maharusi.
Harusi? I think I have the wrong friends. Mimi watu wako nini zangu? Awa one.
Mimi saizi nikikufungulia hapa Instagram, utakosa 5 people from 6 stories zenye ni harusi. Wedding, graduation. I'm like, who are my friends? Why aren't y'all getting married? It's just family. And I feel like it's high-tea weddings. And I feel like I want to wear that ka dress and that ka hat.
Unununa tu vayu.
Uvayu wapi. Kwa nini ya kaba.
Uvayu upigwe picha. Mimi yangu sasa ni graduation pregnancy
wameenda on a break size
kwa page yangu ama basi walitoka page yako kuja page yangu. Mimi watu mko kwa page yangu hamuoani
right now. What is in my page ni apart si pregnancy ni babies now.
Babies.
Like babies, yeah, the babies
na fulani kama baby fever imeanza kukicha
ngori uongo
leo kipita pale kwa diaper section pale
nikwambia ikifika naambia tu Mungu hizi ni gani umeanza.
Wow.
Reality check mbio. Children are expensive.
Okay, what do you see a lot on your TikTok page?
On my TikTok
page? No, on your For You page.
Let's see. I have a page on sports. I told you I was trying to be a sports presenter, or I am one. So I have been getting content on sports. I have also been getting content on Moshine ya Kenya. Food. There's something that has been there the whole Christmas videos.
Joy to the world.
Yes, imefika masaa zao watu.
Nasikia je wimbo inaanzaga na joy. Joy, kwanza joy to the world.
And I'm joy. Ah! You all need a joy in your lives.
No way.
But I think is under which is kwa Insta, kwa TikTok yangu na challenges. Hizi ma challenges ama content creator
za ku dance.
Hizo ma vitu.
Ushajaribu za ku dance?
Eh, si mimi my TikTok I dance a lot.
Kwa nini sina TikTok?
You wewe hujawahi kuwa fan wa TikTok?
Ndio nilikuwa TikTok until mkaiba simu yangu sasa.
Wenyewe wakaenda na simu.
But I think pia kwa TikTok yangu ilikuwa a food bana.
Oh, another thing that's in my TikTok too, day in my life.
Day in my life.
Yeah. Hizo mabitu za people showing you how their lives have been.
Hey, wanaamka, wanatupeleka kwa bafu, wanaoga, sijui.
Exactly. Kuna wengine wananionyesha how it is working in Google. Do you know those people given snacks?
Google.
Breakfast, lunch, and
supper. Nilicheki bana Google, kuna baka bezi za kulala bana.
Sleeping pods, bruv.
Google, are you taking interns?
Hey, I'm ready. Here ninaweza kugraduate mbio mbio. Yeah, we're electrical engineers, and if you all need interns, we're here.
Bana. Mtupe kazi.
Anyway, now the last question. Back to the topic. Which one would you go for? Polyandry, an open relationship, or cheating?
Ati or cheating? Cheating kwa niko kwa...
Yeah.
Polyandry hapana. Atuwezi kwa mimi na jonte mahali moja. Ata kama ni different time.
Polyrelationship?
Polyamory.
No, I've said polyandry, open relationship, or cheating. The reason I didn't say polyamory.
Ata tuseme cheating basi. Ayezi kwa cheating.
So which one is it?
For now, what I'm saying, open relationship. You know what I mean? I have to say open relationship.
This is polyandry.
What I'm settle for none of the...
No, you have to choose one.
Open relationship, basi. But I wouldn't fall for polyandry. Polyandry, man. Tumesema mina jonto yawezekani.
But at least you know who.
Who? What if the other guy missing si diary shughuli zake?
Si unakata. Na msupa hizi kubali ya tatafuta mtu mwingine.
Wapi na kama ya na mtaka. Unajua
wachana. Consent.
When women want, they want.
Consent.
I mean, itaruka inje. Aye. Wata tusema cheating, cause why would you... Si ukuwa tukwa open relationship jusasa, we untaka kuchitaka
kuchit. Aki finally you're making sense.
No.
You don't do open relationship compared to the rest.
Open relationship ni ndio the best option for me. Kinda sasa tena bana demu yangu tu anafinywa tena yose. Segete tena huko tena kwingine. Alafu uwezi muuliza. Uwezi muuliza.
But you see the beauty of hapo.
Ni unajua.
She will protect herself because anajua unajua. Si ati unajua cheating uko shughuli haraka haraka.
Unapiga kitu yenyewe bana ni kama unaiba bana. Okay, which one will you choose?
Sasa
between polyamorous open relationship na cheating.
Polyamorous was the one
with
different partners, right?
Yes. Where both partners have multiple relationships.
I would go for an open relationship. I said from the word go. That is something I wouldn't think twice. I would think twice about trying, but I wouldn't mind.
Between polyamorous and polyandrous.
That's not fair.
This is a bonus question.
What's the catch if I answer?
So, mimi ni untaka tucheze chess, alafu rai kukuwa na catch. Alafu mimi nikikuuliza swali untaka kukuwa na catch.
Anyway, what between polyandry
and polyamorous?
Me having two guys.
Or
me
having several guys and your guy having several chillers.
That one.
Polyamorous.
Polyamorous, yeah.
Utaki kukua na mamori wawil?
Angori, misi na yonguvu. By the way, if you haven't noticed.
But sasi utakuwa, ukiwa polyamorous, pia bado utakuwa na mamori wawil.
Yeah, but.
But.
I can, you also have that.
Also,
I'm also giving you comfort here. I really care about you.
Hapo ndio mwisho wa maswali yangu.
But polyamorous isn't marriage. Polyandry is marriage. Polyamorous, me and you are married, but I can go and look for another person. But we are not marrying. I'm just hanging out with that person.
Lakini na watu muna create options huku yenye ni sawa. Wacha hii mana wazungu ibaki na wazungu.
Anyway,
lakini kwa zote, I think self-love.
And agape love.
Self-love. Till death, self-love. Mima nina kupendana bana. Mata nipenda wazazi wangu, familia yetu.
You don't think you're going to fall in love anytime soon?
As things stand, I don't think so.
Anto, chale kwa mezi, the day... Let me tell you guys. The day Anto just gets a babe. And if... That's just one thing about posting her. Mimi naona watag nini wote. And I will play that audio.
If by chance nitapost msichana wa watu mahali, either atakuwa ameniroga ama atakuwa amenichizisha. Vitu ni mbili. And either of the two, mjue tu manze. One, ndaza kwa nimempost. You know whatever people get to know about.
No, stop acting gangster. I am sure you would post your girlfriend.
No, I wouldn't.
Why wouldn't you?
Si daya kupost, najua ni gani? Kuna ile siku mtawachana, watu watakuja na maswali, Anto, utuposti, najua kuna wasona kwa mengoja, waingie kasu pasa, Anto, rada, wanu uposti mamazu,
Si unaposti tu once in a while,
kama 2 years is a good once in a while, sindo?
A friend of mine posted her girlfriend, Juzi, and
posted
it was,
her girlfriend?
Yeah, it was her birthday, the girlfriend's birthday, and he was like, keep on shining, queen, shine more.
Kwanza ni mabati ni sawa. Wa. So people lakini hiyo tena ni nzuri because people get to sasa kujiuliza maswali. Huyu kwa nini ana shine? Na nini sisi wengine tuambi keep on shining?
I ask him boss from Suni mama, what is going on? So you just write something romantic. You don't have to do that.
Hapana, romantic.
Sio ni star, endelea kushine.
Romantic tutaambiana face to face. ni mtaka msikia
zile. Heaven is not the goal. That's me. Imagine if you don't want to post me nicely with a good caption, don't post it then. Don't post.
Mimi naweza post afu nisiweke caption.
Kwani unajaribu kucheza both sides utaki kupatikana? Unaacha kukidefend.
Zii, unajua nini, whatever people don't know, they can't touch. And whatever people touch, they ruin. Think about that.
We are done. That's where we get
done. Tunasema aje, coaches don't play. Sindio? Coaches don't play.
Mimi nakwambia kuna mahali antosa hizi niko sure kuna inbox ana simp.
Nani?
Hey, yo, every man has a place where he sees.
If kuna mahali nimesimp mahali, madam, usiogope kupost. Usiogope kupost.
49 minutes down the line.
That is nice.
Yeah. Anyway, we have tried to get ourselves enclosed in the podcast, in today's podcast. Atuja.
Leo atujaruka kwa other topics sana. Exactly. Kuingilia World Cup ni sawa tu.
Anyway, so that's the end of the podcast. Basically, me, what I have to say about relationships is you do you. If you think polyandry works for you, you do that. If you think open relationships works for you, do that. If you have a partner who doesn't accept that, get someone who does that. Yeah, that's it. What do you have to say, Anto?
As for me, choose whatever works for you.
You just copy what I said.
No, usikuwe kwa relationship na unajua hauko comfortable. Tena usiseme unataka kukua polyandrous ama sijui polyamorous, juu ulisikia wasio kusema ni.
Yeah, don't do that because of the gram.
And if you're there for trial and error, make sure the other partner knows ni trial and error. Well, usiende tu hapo tu bana.
But until relationships ni trial and error.
Simwambiane, unajua kuna mse anafikiria, mi hapa bana nishapata mamazi, nataka nitafute watu, bla bla bla. And tukimalizia, I would also want to know your opinions on those types of relationship. Tuambie bana, ama ataka uko kwa polyamorous, tuambie bana, inaweza kuwa kuna advantages na tujui. Umenyako kwa polyandrous, kitu sio bana.
Anto sema tu nataka kukua.
Sitaki. Nataka tu nisikie tu the juicy parts za kukua polyamorous na polyandrous. Na kama wewe ni wa kucheat, umesikia kuna several other choices bana. Make a better choice.
I know, right? You don't have to ashame yourself in that way.
Na kama una cheat, wewe cheat tu basi. Juu utaki kutusikiza, cheat tu usishikwe.
have a reason for that.
Yes, bana.
Yeah, so that's the end of the podcast. I hope you guys learned and loved it because we also had fun recording it.
Yes.
This is the last podcast of the year, right?
Yep. And probably we don't know the next time we'll record. So, cheers.
Toast to that. 1 year down the line.
Bam.
Anyway, we are supposed to plan something like an anniversary for the podcast.
When?
I don't know how old this podcast is. I'll just go check.
Kutoka na drinks.
Yeah, we can plan a small event.
Bas.
But I think it's around March, if I'm not wrong.
I'm open mic.
We do that.
Sindio.
And then we incorporate spoken word and poems.
We. maybe by then nitakuwa nime find my lost touch. I think I've lost my touch in writing and writing sana. Plus, see, I've told you it was my goal to actually like start doing voiceovers and blah blah blah. Hopefully by the time inafika your time, takuwa zileza.
I have some advice for you.
Yes,
listen to people who do that.
I might talk to them personally.
Yeah, or rather just listen to their content sana. Someone like in a minor mind. It will make you feel like, why am I not doing this? It gives you more idea than the push to do that. Don't you think so?
I think so. But sisi ni watu wa procrastinate. I think I've been doing a lot of that for a while now. But then, in my defense, things mentally have not been very well. But mwaka mpya na shughuli zake mpya, alafu tuone kama tutapewa hustler fund. Maybe tununue hata mics mpya nini nini.
Amen. Amen to that.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers to life. Don't forget to vote. Yeah, the voting, the code is *483*22#. And my podcast code is 2924. That's vibes and inshallah. We'll also leave a link to the voting down below. If you don't want to go the long way, you can vote that way. That's it for today. Don't forget to drink some water and
mind your own business.
Adios.
Ciao.